Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping our show free for our listeners, Max for Men. That's Max, the number 4, Men. It's a product line all about maximizing male pleasure, performance, and attraction. So basically everything men want but can't figure out how to get. One of the most popular products is the Max Arousal Pleasure Gel. It has ingredients known to arouse the penis and increase male libido, maximizing your pleasure during sex or masturbation. If you want to get the Max Arousal Pleasure Gel or any of their other amazing products, go to maxformen.com. That's the number 4, and use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at maxformen.com. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there for better sex. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I no longer have the Friends with Benefits program. My podcast is completely free so that you can always enjoy Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our new podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, watch us on camera, interact with us. There's so many fun things happening. We'll be reading your emails that you sent to feedback at sexwithemily.com, and a lot of people are hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter through Sex with Emily. That's how you find me. So some topics today include 30-day sex challenge, masturbation, how to tell your partner what feels good, and how to let go in a new relationship, and how to make oral sex last longer. And for sex tips, we'll be telling you what guys really want, what women to do, and they're afraid to tell you.
Okay.
Let's see if you agree with any of those, Menace. So, that was my weekend. And then I was helping a friend write her dating profile. So my friend, she really wants to start dating online, and she realizes that she really likes Jewish guys. Like, that's kind of her thing. She's not Jewish. She's like tall, blonde woman, mm-hmm. and she really likes Jewish guys. And I have a friend in L.A. who, same thing, she's always had a thing, a penchant,
yeah.
let's say.
I have a girl in my building that's like that.
Yeah, and I'm Jewish, if people didn't know that. I've brought that up. And I don't typically, I date Jewish guys. I don't date Jewish guys. But she wanted to. So I was like, you should date on J-Date because my friend did that.
Yeah.
So they got on the phone and she wrote her profile and she has like 60 guys hitting her. And she just likes, I don't know what it is. I mean, Jewish guys, I don't know. I don't want
to
stereotype.
I got to give one guy to... for her to block on J-Date.
Uh-oh.
I already know him.
Really? Okay, good. Tell me. I think that's interesting that there's, like, no holds barred. Like, if you like a Jewish guy, you like a Christian. There's, like, Christian websites.
Yep.
If you're not necessarily Christian. So she just put a disclaimer
Mormons
on there.
Everything.
The Mormons. She said, I'm not Jewish, but I really have a lot of Jewish friends, and I'm really attached to the Jewish religion. And a lot of guys didn't seem to care, and she got tons of emails.
I like that.
Isn't that a good thing?
Yes.
So it helped her write her profile. It was really fun picking out pictures. Because I've never done that, but I think this might be the year for me to online date. I think
you're
it could be
do
fun.
It?
Maybe.
Seriously?
I've been saying that for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think for tons of reasons, for research,
yes.
to go out with new guys
yes.
that I haven't already dated, because I feel like I've dated everybody in San Francisco. You know, you're saying funny, the other
what?
Day I ran into my guy friend at coffee that I go to the same coffee shop every morning. And he's like, oh, he's like, it's so funny. My girlfriend was saying, oh, yeah, her show, it sounds awesome, Sex with Everyone. She thought it was called Sex with Everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, kind of, but not really. That's not funny. So that's what's up with me. What's up with you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was busy as usual.
Right.
I DJed two parties. And let me tell you about the second party I DJed, which is the club night that I throw with a friend of mine. And immediately when the night started, these two really hot chicks they came to the party, one blonde, one brunette. And I kept on running into them, kept on talking to them all night. And then I have to stay till the club closes because I have to collect money and stuff like that. And I walk outside and the two girls were there.
Ooh.
Like standing there. They were about to get a cab. No, and then I go, hey, thank you guys for coming out, blah, blah, you know, I do this party all the time. And I go, how are you guys getting home? And they go, oh, we're taking a cab. I was like, I can just drive you, it's no problem, right? So I get them, they get in the car, and one of the girl, the blonde girl, like, grabs a guy, like some random guy. She's like, I want you to come with me. I guess she was talking to the guy throughout the night, right? So here I am in the car with the brunette girl, the blonde girl with another guy, and we're just driving to some like random house. They're like, oh, you gotta stay and you gotta hang out and blah blah, and you gotta have a couple of drinks. You know, I don't drink and drive, so I'm totally like I'm sober. But then by the time I get there, I can tell they're like kind of tipsy, you know.
Okay, I'm sure.
And then
was like 2 a.m. when the bar ends.
Yeah. So we go and I go inside their house. I'm just like hanging out and just talking with them, and the girl is like kind of. Like saying, like, okay, let's go to my bedroom.
Woo.
Basically.
Okay.
But
I
was totally sober. So I was just
you
like,
can't hook up when you're sober?
I'm sober, but she's kind of wasted.
So
I was like, no, I got to go. I have to leave. So I left.
And were you attracted to her if she
was? I was, but I'm totally sober and she's been drinking, so I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
I'm not going to hook up with her.
You're such a good man.
No, but I really want to hook up with her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So was it more that you just felt like it wouldn't be right?
Yeah, it's not right.
Aw, you're such a good guy. Most guys would be like, this is actually the right time. This is the right time to hook up at 2 a.m.
I left because the other guy's like, what are you – he didn't even know me.
Right.
And he's like, what are you doing?
What happened to – okay, so did you get her number?
Yeah, I got her number. I talked. She's like texting me and stuff like that.
She's texting you.
Yeah, but – I don't know.
Oh, I'm so busy.
See.
I don't know if I got
it. We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, I'm busy until this weekend.
Whatever.
Maybe after this weekend, I'll hang out there. But, it was just, I just never really.
That was really, really morally correct decision.
But maybe if I was wasted,
I'm surprised
then
you weren't wasted.
On.
How did you work till 2 a.m. and not drink?
Because.
You're driving.
I told you to
take a cab.
If I took a cab, then
you didn't listen to me.
That
was the best advice
I
ever gave you. On Friday, you're like, it's a bummer though because I got to drive. I'm like, take a cab.
No, this was my Saturday party too.
Yes,
but I ended up getting a ride on the Friday one when you told me to, and I got kind of wasted.
Did you hook up on Friday night?
I didn't hook up on Friday night.
Oh, bummer. I wish the girl was there Friday night. It would all worked out.
Yeah, it would have worked out.
Damn it.
See, your goddamn conscience, you know,
I know,
kicks in, and then so you can't do anything.
That's true. You're a good man.
So, but then I know this has nothing to do with sex, but it was really fun. I got to interview this band called Shiny Toy Guns the next day, and that was really enjoyable. And I put it up on my blog, so if you're a fan that band, whitemenace.com.
Okay.
So you can check it out there.
Awesome.
And then I just slept and drank champagne and ate ice cream.
Oh,
which
you
is
did?
Very manly, champagne. By the way.
Champagne and ice
yeah.
cream?
Yeah, and
not
I watched
manly
movies.
At all.
Yeah.
What movies?
I watched this movie called Super, which okay. was, it has the guy that plays Dwight in The Office.
Okay.
And that was it good? Was very interesting.
I watched TV.
What?
Okay, so I finally turned on my television yeah. set. I didn't even take the plastic wrap off yet because I thought,
mm-hmm.
you know, they put plastic on yeah. the screen. I was like, I'm still like, I have buyer's remorse always, and I have commitment issues when mm-hmm. I buy large pieces of equipment and other things. But I watched it, and I watched Hulu, but it's still, there's a delay. Like, it takes a second to load all
oh,
the
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Is that a known glitch?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it just
I watched
just
Cougar
like
Town, though, because my friend
Cougar
told me.
Cougar Town?
Only because my friend told me that she's like, you remind me of Courtney Cox, and I had seen it, so I watched that.
Actually, you have a photo on the blog right now. You really look like Courtney Cox.
I know. I get that all the time.
Yeah.
I get that
no,
like
No, I'm just
day.
In this one photo.
Oh,
I really
okay.
see it.
But you don't see it now.
No.
In this moment.
No, I don't no. see it in this moment.
But
in
I
that
get
photograph.
That over the years. Yeah. Which one? The one on the new site?
The latest blog post.
Oh, that's my new
one.
That's my
yeah.
new headshots. I have yeah. a whole bunch of new photos on the new site. The new site is, I have to say, I looked at it and I'm like, oh my God, like it's literally launching. It could be launching like in an hour or it could be launching in 24 hours, but it will be launched. There's just a few, you know how it is. There's like
yeah.
glitches. There's things you're working on, but it's amazing. The new site is just like, it's like videos
yeah.
and it's interactive. And
what I like too is it has simple, you know, buttons where you go, okay, you want to watch a video, click
right,
here. You
want to exactly.
watch, you want to listen to audio, click here. And what's going to be awesome is you will be able to call into the show shortly.
Right?
Once we get some cabling.
Yeah, you guys can all call in and talk to us. It's going to
yeah.
be so fun. So we'll still be reading your emails, but then we'll be getting your live questions. Any sex questions at all that you have, you can just call us and ask us and we'll answer them. And yeah, but just about the subscription thing, you do have to become a Friends with Benefits member. That's my VIP club.
Yeah.
And, I like that. Friends
well, you
benefits.
Know, if you guys start getting upset that we started in charge, it's like, you've been doing the show for 5 years for free.
Six.
All 6 years.
I realized.
For free. And, like, we've done everything we can to support the show, but we really need your help. If you really like the show, you know, please.
Please support us.
Yeah.
We beg you.
Buy a sandwich.
Yes. Buy me a sandwich. And then you'll get entertainment every single day.
Yes.
It'll be so awesome.
And it'll be your daily newspaper, your daily sex newspaper. Well, there'll be things every single day about the show, news articles, tips, all that stuff.
Right. New tips every single day.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. And then what else? I'm trying to think. So, yeah, birthday party this week is going to be exciting. And I'm so bummed you can't come.
Yeah.
It's only like 20 pieces, like a small crowd.
What time is it at?
7 to 10. And it's in Noe Valley, which is kind of far. I mean, I live in the city, but I live far from us. No press.
Yeah.
But it's good people. But I'm going to have, like, ex-boyfriends
there. But I would
there.
Go with you over the weekend, but you're going to some stupid concert the next day.
Oh, I'm not going anymore.
Oh, you aren't?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'll take you somewhere. Not nowhere that takes reservations. Oh, my God. Can I tell you something real quick?
You taking me to Burger King?
No, but look at this. Okay, so I had a friend that's from the Bay Area. And, like, I'm not going to talk bad about L.A., but a lot of people that I know that... But the people from the Bay Area that I know, they're a little more humbler than usual. But even more humbler is maybe Midwest and stuff like that here in America. So anyways, I'm talking to her. She calls me up and she goes, hey, I'm in town because she moved to L.A. I'm at the W. Can I ask you a question? Do you know where there's a pizza place around the W? I was like, oh, yeah, there's California Pizza Kitchen right down the street. She goes, no, I need a place that takes reservations. She wouldn't go to any place that didn't take reservations.
In L.A., yeah.
And
I guess it's
really
L.A.
I go, well, you let me know when you find a pizza place that takes reservations.
Exactly. That's crazy. She's worse than I am.
Then
that's
I hung up
so
on her.
Funny. I mean, it's menace. It's not that I'm like, I will only go to restaurants with reservations, but San Francisco is known throughout the world as having some of the finest restaurants
yeah.
in this town. Really, like culinary, like they win awards. Amazing restaurants. And so I want to partake. And so I live in the city, and a lot of those restaurants need a reservation.
Yeah, but it's just, okay, I'm not talking about you.
I think I should
you,
take you to a reservation with a restaurant.
No,
a
I'm just saying that,
you'll be like, it doesn't come in cellophane?
No, it's not you, but like, this the people that say, I will not go to places.
I would never say that.
They just want to go because, oh, it's the hip spot, not because, oh, it's excellent
right.
food, you know?
Right. I mean, I go to get tacos in the Mission and burritos and stuff. I do. I live right near that. But sometimes when, like, I'm going out, like, tonight I'm going out somewhere for that needs a reservation, I assume.
Oh.
I'm going out with this guy, and we're going to dinner.
Ooh, tell me about
no,
it.
Just the guy that I've been dating. He's been out of town. Boring. So, boring.
The C blocker.
Oh, my God. I got a funny email about that I'm not going to read today, but someone's like, I think that you were really harsh on him because he took you out on a date. I was talking about this guy C-blocking me on a date, but I was on a date with him and I was picking up someone else and they said that was rude of me, if you break it down.
Yeah, but I thought you guys had an understanding.
We did have an understanding. So anyway, I'll read that one tomorrow.
All right.
I thought that was funny.
This is a nice tease for tomorrow.
It's a nice little tease for tomorrow. I love that we can say, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
That we'll be here tomorrow reading. Okay, so we could get into some sex in the news right now.
Okay, what do you got?
This is what I got. The first ever singles-only church opens near Washington, D.C.
Singles-only church?
Yep. It's very funny. The church double dating service young singles. So if you ever thought your local gym was a meat market, then you should check out Crystal City's 23rd Street Chapel, at least if you're a Mormon. The Washington Post describes the chapel as the only worship space in the country devoted solely to unmarried people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. And from their description, it sounds like Spouse Hunter Central. In addition to standard worship service, this church offers a variety of social gatherings from trivia to ping pong, all in the hopes of matchmaking their 800 congregants. While some of us prefer the presence of booze, I guess there are worse ways to meet your life mate than with free pizza and table tennis, because the Mormons aren't having booze at their church. So it's interesting. Given that their faith forbids them from partaking in premarital sex, you can bet that there's a lot of sexual tension among all these pious young folks. But what better way to get them to wed faster than the promise of lots of guilt-free, God-approved sex?
Yeah.
So it's just like what we're saying about my friend. She's dating on J-Date, whatever. Like, maybe religion brings people together. I don't know. If you're very faithful, if you're a devout Mormon, this is a Mormon church or whatever you are, I think it's good to, if there's a church that can help. Maybe as well go to church. It's a twofer.
Look,
meet someone and go to church.
Yeah, if that's what you're into, then that makes it super easy.
Exactly. If you're into that, you're going to church too.
You don't like anybody in your church.
Right, but I think that's good.
Gives you another option.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like
it. The Mormons, they have a really big website that my friends used to find girls on. Forget what it was called. LDS or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Courtney Love tells GQ that Kurt Cobain has a huge penis. That's the headline.
Okay.
Way too much information. Leave it to Courtney Love to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind by talking about Kurt Cobain's penis. The people at GQ, of all places, seem to be the only ones who remember the occasion and did a good job rounding up enough Nirvana-era notables to offer a pretty interesting oral history of the band. And then it comes to Courtney Love, and she gives her 2 cents. Kurt has had more presence and more beauty than Brad Pitt, who wants to play Kurt, by the way. He was a leader. He was strong. In fact, well, he was effing hung, if you really want to know.
Wow.
Why would she do that? You never should talk about a man's penis. Even if he's dead, 20 years later, she's like, they're commemorating.
Yeah, but if he's big, then whatever. She's not knocking
they're
it.
They're commemorating his music, and we all need to know that he was hung. I mean, it's good information. It's a nice visual. Maybe it'll sell more albums. I don't know. But I just think you should never talk about – I never talk about a man's private parts, really, unless it's like my best friend. She's like, how's his penis? I'm like,
well,
it's, you know.
You know, it's nicely shaped.
I mean, I've had so many meals with friends where they're like, this, like they show you, but
– the girth.
I'm not going to announce it to the press. I think that was disrespectful to Kurt Cobain.
Well, she's done a lot of things that are disrespectful.
I know,
Kurt Cobain.
But this is like the final, like, really? You're talking about the penis? His penis?
We actually interviewed this writer not too long ago that was interviewing her, and what she used to do, she would actually keep his ashes inside a teddy bear.
Okay.
And then she was like so like drugged out that she started, she asked if the writer wanted to snort his ashes, and she snorted it right in front of him.
Oh, my God. She was already snorting stuff anyway?
Yeah.
That is so dark and depressing and sad. Is she still a little messed up, huh?
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Like always? Like a lifer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, until she goes.
No, she goes in and out. She's comedic, though, when she is.
Is she? Yeah. I met her once before. Okay, Adrienne Curry and Christopher Knight separate. Do you know who they are?
They had
a reality show.
Yeah.
My Fair Brady stars Adrienne Curry and Christopher Knight from the Brady Bunch have separated after 5 years of marriage. Yep. After starting a relationship with what seemed to be irreconcilable differences, the couple has reached a period where those differences are no longer appreciated. This was Curry's first marriage and Knight's third. I mean, weren't they like one of the first big reality stars like 5-6 years ago?
To get married?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Not to get married, but they had a popular show like 5 years ago. When
they did have a popular show together.
I never saw it.
They were on The Surreal Life, where they take B-level actors and they live in a house together.
Exactly.
And then they had a spinoff because they started dating.
The old
and
spinoff.
Then they got married. See, that's how it works these days.
It's television brings people.
You get married.
Yeah.
And then you have a kid.
Reality TV stars who like highlight their marriages. Typically, a lot of them don't work out.
Yeah, there hasn't been a good track record.
No,
in that.
No, there hasn't. Remind me that. If that ever happens to me, I'm not going to do that.
They had, who is it? Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian. That's the most recent one that I watch a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You watch that? They have their own show.
Yeah.
Okay,
Khloe
it's good.
And Lamar. Yeah, now
what
it's all
like
about them
it?
Trying to have a baby.
Oh, okay.
It's cool, but it's really because I think their family is really funny.
Right.
So it's always about, you know, how their family is living with them and, like, dealing with them. The mom's, you know, she's a manager and she gets all crazy. And they don't really leave anything out. Like,
really?
The brother, just in this last episode of Rob Kardashian, was talking about, you know, how he had unprotected sex with this girl and she might be pregnant and all this stuff, and they're just putting it out there.
That, like, they do, but that's why I think they're so successful. It's like there's like no holds barred. Like they put everything out there.
There's no really any filter at all.
Right. And I think that's probably the key to their success.
Mm-hmm. They show like filtered. Kim Kardashian like hooking up with guys and stuff.
They show it?
Yeah. I mean, they don't show her actually having sex, but like showing like.
Because we've already seen
sleep
that.
She's going to sleep with this guy.
Wow.
And they, like, set it up and, like, him leaving the next morning and all that kind of stuff.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. I didn't expect them to do things like that.
No, but. I know. So that's why you're into it now. Jake, it sucked you in.
No.
Because I don't remember you watching these shows.
I've always
Bravo?
Watched.
Bravo? Okay.
Well, it's not on Bravo. That's on E.
Oh, I thought it was on Bravo.
The Kardashians.
Oh, they are. Whatever.
Love
I'm just new at the TV thing. And I don't have the cable yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do that. The cable. The interweb. Okay, this was headlines this morning. I know I saw this at the gym when I got up naked and made my coffee and my.
You always sleep naked now.
I always have slept naked. Who doesn't sleep naked? It's the best time to sleep to be, even though it's kind of cold here. Like
yeah.
getting in my down comforter.
Earthquakes. Earthquakes. You're gonna be running.
I've got
out of house
clothes
naked.
All over my bedroom. I can take off my clothes and I get in bed, and they're lying there next to my bed if there's an earthquake. Okay, another international. So I saw this at the gym this morning, and this is another international banker arrested for sexual assault. Because of the gym, they have CNN. That's the only channel they have, and the cooking channel, which pisses me off when you don't have TV and that's your only options. Okay, so another international bank arrested for sexual assault. Is it 2 weeks ago already? Because the headline is almost exactly the same. An international money man has been arrested in New York City for allegedly assaulting a hotel maid. Mohammed Abel Salam Omar, the 74-year-old former chairman of Egypt Banks of Alexandria, allegedly groped and gyrated against the maid at the Pier Hotel on Fifth Avenue.
Wow.
He was wearing a bathrobe at the time, but it was not clear if he had anything on under it. This comes just 2 weeks after Dominic Strauss-Kahn, the disgraced former head of the International Monetary Fund, was charged with sexually assaulting a maid at the Sofitel Hotel in Midtown. What is the deal with these two men? They're like famous international banker leaders, and they both groped hotel maids.
That's so odd. Yeah.
Like, are they desperate? They're both in their 70s, 60s. They're older men. And I don't know if it's like they haven't gotten action in a while, if it's premeditated.
Yeah.
It said that he ordered up a box of Kleenex from the maid. And she came in the room. He locks the door behind her. And he, like, starts gyrating against her.
People have been getting kind of crazy lately on planes. I just read a story today
where were in a hotel, though, not a plane.
Oh, a plane. Sorry. I just keep thinking about planes.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a plane today where this guy had a layover about 2 hours. So he decides, he's going to drink some Jack and Cokes. So, but there were doubles. He ended up having five by the time he got on the plane. So then he's walking down the plane and he sees this hot chick. She's about 22 years old. And he's like, I'm going to sit next to her. So she starts like hitting on her, right? And he ends up telling her, don't worry. You know, I know everything about this plane. I know everybody on the plane because I'm an air marshal, right?
He's just lying.
Okay. Yeah, and then so he starts joking around, and then he busts out a lighter. And then he starts, like, trying to light her feet on fire as a joke, okay? And then she was just playing cool because she just thought this guy was really an air marshal, and he was just playing around. And then I guess he had some a tube with documents in it, and the girl was, like, playing with the tube, and he said, don't play with the tube because if you let it out, the gas will come out and everyone will go to sleep, right? So after a while, she goes, okay, this is too weird. So she goes to the bathroom. She writes a message on her phone and then leaves the phone in the back for the attendants to see it. They see it. They redirect the plane and land the plane. And then the guy said that he woke up and he was handcuffed and he couldn't remember a thing.
Oh,
and
my God.
And he ended
God,
up having to just... go. He had to go to jail for 3 days, and then they sent him to a federal jail for another 5 days.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you don't want to mess up. Yeah. You don't want to mess up in the international airspace.
Yeah.
You really don't. I almost got kicked out of the United Airlines red carpet club once. They, like, brought in security and almost escorted me out. Because I was pissed because I was flying first class. It was for this business trip years ago. And they should have let me in, but they weren't letting me in. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not leaving. I was really upset because I had, like, an eight-hour layover. And have you ever been into the red carpet lounges, like, the United Red Carpet or American Airlines Admirals Club.
Yeah.
If you can get in those clubs, they're amazing because you have food and drink and free internet. Mm-hmm. And I was like traveling all day and weary and I was like yelling at the people. And this is not me.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not leaving here. I'm not leaving here. And then these guards come up behind me and they're like, ma'am, you're going to have to go. And I'm like, I'm being escorted out of the...
Wow.
I know. So you got to be careful in airspace.
Yeah. I was not let onto a plane because I was too drunk. But this was like, I don't know.
Yesterday.
This is like
Friday night.
This was like 15 years ago.
Okay.
I was in San Diego and I had a skateboard and I could bring the skateboard with me on the carry-on flying from San Diego from San Francisco to San Diego. But when flying back, they wouldn't let me bring it on and I was running late. They let me go through the whole like check-in process.
And then they're like, sorry,
and then I get
no
to the gate, they're like, you can't bring it on the plane.
Why?
And then I started cussing because I was drunk and... They didn't let me on the plane, and I had to wait 16 hours for a new plane.
They didn't let you on?
No.
You deviant.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Okay, well, that didn't. They let me on, but I just almost got escorted. But you do have to be careful in international airspace, everyone.
Yeah.
And how did he get a lighter on the airplane? Don't they confiscate those?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. When I was going through my smoking phase, my cigarette smoking phase a while ago, for some reason I can never find lighters. When you're a smoker, you can never find lighters anywhere. And all of a sudden, I was like rushing to the airport. I didn't try to go with my wallet, and I go through my purse. And it was so embarrassing. I had like five lighters and a pack of matches at the because I carry huge purses, and they're like, ma'am, and they kept taking out all my lighters and all my because apparently they had all landed at the bottom of my purse. That's where they were. I was looking for them.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't do that. Okay, burlesque stars fight those who would strip away risque history. So you know all about burlesque dancing. There's been sort of a recent surge, I'd say, in the last 5 years. Like Dita Von Teese is really famous burlesque dancing. And it's kind of a, they say they're bringing a 21st century to the old bump and grind. But on the other hand, burlesque is still attacked by people who they deal with misconceptions, both within the community of people who do it and the general audience, who still confuse burlesque dancing with stripping. Now, burlesque dancing is much more of a performance. They don't necessarily get naked. They wear, like, pasties on their nipples, and it's much more of a dance thing. Mm-hmm. But there's a joke, they say, that's more truthful than they'd like it to be, says a famous burlesque dancer. What is the difference between a burlesque performer and a stripper? Strippers make money. So apparently burlesque performances don't. Still, I believe if your outfit can fit in your closed fist, you're probably not a burlesque performer. You're probably a stripper. If your whole entire outfit that you're wearing can fit in your...
Yeah.
That's how you tell the difference. So burlesque is going through a whole thing right now where they're being attacked as strippers, but they're really artistically
they're
expressing
performers.
Themselves. They're performers.
They,
there's so many burlesque stuff in San Francisco.
Well, Las Vegas has been getting really popular again. There's Holly Madison, who is former Hugh Hefn's girlfriend.
Right.
She has a huge burlesque
show
in Las Vegas, and they have a whole reality show around that. She does that at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
And there's another one, I believe, at the MGM where another Playboy girl has it, and they're bringing it back. I don't really see the point.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean,
you're like, I want you to get naked.
I'd rather go to a strip club, even though I'm not even because I think. Strip clubs are just, you know, you're not going to leave with anything, you know?
Some people do.
Some people do, but I'm just saying not everybody.
Typically, not everybody, but a lot of people. Some people.
A lot of people. Don't say a lot of people.
You're right. That's misleading to men.
Yeah.
But many men do hook up with strippers.
I would say 5% out of 95%.
Maybe. That's fair. I don't know. We've had strippers on the show before. They've told us. But I know that one that's been on the show before, she's met her husband that way. But I don't want to send mixed messages, people. I'm not saying you should go after all the strippers.
Only go spend thousands
of
dollars.
And she's going to act like you are her daddy and you are the one because she's trying to get your money.
Uh-huh.
So just be careful.
And they're good in Vegas, too.
Oh, my God. Vegas is the best. And they make bank. It's crazy how much money. Like, she
they all
make
fly
like
in,
five,
too.
For the weekend. She'd make like $5,000, $6,000 in a weekend.
It's crazy.
I'm pissed, actually, that I wasn't a stripper when I could have been. Right. I mean, I still could be, I guess. But I felt like in my 20s, because I think I would have had fun doing it. I would have made a lot of money.
Oh, God.
Not really, but yeah. Sort of. Sometimes I think that would have been really fun to be a stripper for a minute. But maybe not. Okay, so I never did it, and so that's fine. It's not on my record, but I wouldn't have minded for a minute to do it.
All right.
Okay, should we get in some emails?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks everyone for writing me feedback at sexwithemily.com. There's also a new enhanced, with the whole new website and the whole new deal, that if you're a Friends with Benefits member, your email gets put at the top of the pile, and we will be answering your emails ahead of time. We will also be doing 5 questions a week that we answer. 5 of your emails we answer on video a week. So I'll be doing special videos that are like answering questions instead of just doing them on the air. Okay. First off, just want to say that my long-term boyfriend and I are both recent listeners and we love your show. Our sex life has greatly improved from the discussions that stem directly from the topics discussed on your show. However, we want to continue to strive for improvement and we want to do your proposed 30-day sex challenge. While I'm all for having sex 30 days straight, there's a slight physical limitation. I've had a problem in the past where after having sex multiple times in a short time frame, things start to feel a bit sore and sensitive down there. After a certain point, lube just doesn't have any effect. Are there any tips or tricks for me to do this challenge with my boyfriend without it being so painful? Thanks, Amy and Josh. Okay, yes, I have a lot to say about
this. The butt?
The butt, no. That wasn't even in the realm of what I was going
to
say, Matt.
Oh, I was just trying
to... Get your head out of the butt.
What? I thought that's what you were going to say.
So, no, you did? No, you didn't. Take it in the ass. No, I wasn't going to say that. What I was going to say is, for sure take a break, Amy, if you're experiencing any pain at all. This is a great point. Of course, if you're not used to having sex every day and if you're having a little rougher sex, like if, you know, a lot of penetration, deep penetration, that could hurt. I mean, I've even had weekends of where I've had sex a lot and it hurts. So that is totally fine. But I think you can still do the 30-day challenge. And just don't have intercourse. Remember, 30-day sex challenge, sex is not limited to penetration, in and out, intercourse. Sex is also is just about touching each other and foreplay. So why don't you say that every other night or a few nights a week, instead of having intercourse, or especially right now while you're hurting, to just have foreplay, just to touch each other, and you perform oral sex on him, he performs oral sex on you. Explore in other areas, or make it so you're not going to have sex. Like, do everything but have sex. And sometimes you're just going to want it so bad, but just decide, tonight we're not having sex. Tonight we're exploring each other's bodies and different erogenous zones, but we're actually not going to have sex. So you take sex out of the equation. And that's actually something that they use a lot in couples therapy. Sometimes couples who are having a lot of sex issues, maybe he has issues with ejaculation or she has issues with orgasm or whatever it is, you say, you know what, take intercourse off the table. Pretend that you're just getting to know each other again. Pretend that you're just discovering each other's bodies again. And I would say to Amy and Josh that you should just start from that. Like, pretend what it was like when you first started dating. Spend a lot of time, like, above the belt and exploring and doing things like that. And so you're still doing the 30-day challenge if you're not having intercourse, is what I'm saying. So just, you know, play with some sex toys, bring in something new, watch porn one night. That could be something fun. The 30-day sex challenge is just about bringing in new things and just trying to get into a pattern of having sex again. So that's what I would recommend.
I like that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I agree with you at all.
You agree with me? Yeah. I love when you agree with me. Because sometimes Menace doesn't. But I love the 30-day sex challenge. I think it's the best. I'm going to do that one day when I am having sex for 30 days consecutively with somebody.
Sweet.
When I'm with somebody.
Yeah.
That I know I'll be with for 30 days.
Okay.
Hasn't happened. Okay. Just moved to San Francisco and I stumbled upon a group called One Taste. They are focused on the female orgasm and offer classes in San Francisco. However, I went to one of their parties and they seem more cultish than anything else. Do you know about these guys and are they legit? Signed, Dashiell. Dashiell, yes, I actually had members from One Taste on the show about 4 years ago, and they call themselves orgasmic monks. So basically, they are a bunch of people that do, I can see why you're saying it's kind of cultish. They all live at this place called One Taste in the city, and they actually have times throughout the day where like a bell goes off. I'm sorry if this is not exactly it, but it's like they have set times during the day where an alarm or a bell or something where you have to grab your partner and you masturbate them. The men, it's all about the men. Doing a certain kind, they have a very particular kind of touching that they do to the clitoris. And it's, they bring women to orgasm, like, throughout the day you have a partner, and it's all about, like, female pleasure and teaching men what to do. And they live
stay in the same place?
They all stay in the same place in San Francisco.
What?
We're actually probably going to have someone from there on again, because I think that they're very, very interesting.
They live in a house?
They all live in a big, like a, it's not a house, it's more like a dorms type thing, but it's a big, huge space in the city.
Yeah.
And I find it fascinating. I mean, I spoke there once, and you know, it's like anything, it's controversial, but I feel like with all these sex groups, and there's one taste is actually, there's a group in New York that's similar to that. There's a lot of different things like this. And you know what? I'm not going to judge them because I've never actually taken one of their classes. But it depends like what your issues are, or what interests you. But if you're interested in learning how to please women more and you find this technique effective, that they have this very special masturbation technique, you can check out onetastesf.com or onetaste.com. You can figure it out and see what you think. But I think they're legit to the sense of a lot of people get a lot of satisfaction from them and they work. But I've never actually taken a class there, so I can't say. But I've heard mixed things. But people like anything that's really effective and people really like, they're like, that's a cult. Well, if it's a cult that works, it's fine.
If it's works, a cult on your V.
Yeah, if it's a cult and people are, men are, men are bringing me to orgasm three times a day, I think I'm living in the wrong place, personally. So, I don't know, Dashiell. Check it out. Okay. Dear Emily, listening to your show at work on an MP3 player. Thanks for reminding me of things to do, compliments, and most importantly, bringing up things that are new for me to do. I really appreciate it. It's help with my sex life, Tim Douglas. Thanks, Tim. I love that. I'm going to put that on the website.
Did he say where he's from?
No. Yeah, okay, everyone, tell us where you're from and tell us how you listen to the show.
Yeah,
we haven't said that in a while. That was your idea.
Yeah,
that's, and I love that idea. That's our favorites. We want to know where you're from. And you don't have to use your real name. And if you don't want me to use your name, I won't use your name. A lot of people tell me not to use their name, and I don't.
Yeah, but they don't say it till the end. Like, by the way.
Oh, by the way, I'm Max, but don't say Max. And then I've already read Max, and then I get in trouble. So please, but it's fine to be anonymous, but just tell us what city and state you're from. Because
this is live now. It's live.
It's live.
You can tune in and watch us live on the interweb.
Have we mentioned that?
Yeah.
Because this show that you're listening to, not at this moment, but like in the, this is May 31st. In the next few days, if you're just catching up with this episode, there is a video of this. Like, there's a camera on me right now, and you can watch this actual show, but it might not be at this moment that you're listening to it. But I think it will be.
Okay.
It's a little confusing with all the logistics, but you're going to look up the show May 30. You're going to look them up now on the website by the date, and you click on May 31st, and this will be the show, and you'll see an accompanying video if you become a Friends with Benefits member.
I love it.
Love it, love it, love it. Okay. So, hey, Emily. Hi, Menace. Love this episode. When you guys start talking about the randoms in the theaters about masturbating, I was laughing my ass off. I guess I'm going to just keep on going about masturbation. I started masturbating when I was really young, like elementary school. I have been having orgasms for a very long time, and I like to think this has made me a happy sexual being because I know what makes my body tick. People need to take more time to themselves and explore what makes them feel good and not be shy and to be able to communicate with their sex partner on what makes them feel good. Don't ever assume he or she's going to get it right the first time. You're so right that communication is a lubrication.
Yeah.
My ex and I talk about our sex life, and he mentioned that if something didn't feel good, I would say, don't do this. He said it would have been better for me to say, try this, or voice when it did feel good. Some guys get frustrated if they feel their lady trying to please, that they're trying to please their lady and they're not, the lady's not getting any satisfaction. And it might be because some of us are telling them what they shouldn't do rather than what they should be doing. Ciao for now, Megan. Megan, that is an awesome point. I make this point all the time. I love that you said that. It's very, first of all, she's right. Women and men need to spend time figuring out what makes them feel good, right? Because how else are you going to communicate to your partner? We all think that men, I think we're trained as women when we're growing up, that a man is going to come into our life and he's going to figure it all out and he's going to know all of our parts, but that's not how it happens. A lot of times we have to do either mutual masturbation, show what feels good, or just tell him. And she, her second part was that she would say to her boyfriend, and men don't like taking directions. So if you're saying to him, he already hates taking directions, a lot of men, but if you say don't do this and don't do that, it's like anytime you give feedback, you should start with a positive. You should be like, you know what really would feel good if you did this. So the second she's saying that her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend confronted her and said, I didn't like the way you were telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Not, you were telling me don't do this. You were telling me that feels bad. that's just making a guy feel worse. Just say, mm-hmm. oh, my God, you know what would feel really good? Instead of putting it in the negative, you put it in the positive. It would feel really good if you would move your hand a little to the left and grab my breast or something, however you want to say it. But don't say don't, because then he's feeling, don't you think? Like, yeah, the woman's then like, ouch, don't.
Yeah,
like,
then he doesn't know what not to do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't you rather have a woman, like, be like, oh, that feels great, and here's mm-hmm. what would really feel better? Like, there's just ways to finesse it. It's all about communication. Really?
Don't down talk, because then the guy gets afraid to do other things.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I hurt her. Oh, that's bad. And it freaks guys out. It does. And I think Megan, you're so smart. Thanks, Megan, for writing. Love that email. We're getting so many great emails.
I like that.
I know. What were you going to say?
No, I was just waiting for
you had that look.
I'm just waiting for the next email.
You're just on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
Hey, Emily Menace. I have to say I'm a new listener, and I love the podcast. Thanks for airing more frequent shows. I listen to your show while I'm running, and I giggle the entire time, especially when you talk about men with ponytails. Yes. Ha, ha, ha. I used to date one. No, he was not a swinger.
Oh, my God. How do you even date a guy with a ponytail?
I don't know.
Sorry, listeners who have ponytails, cut them.
Will you remind me that I want to have my friend on the show who I told you, I talked about this a few months ago. He cut his ponytail off. He had it for years. He was defined by, he's the guy with the ponytail. Like, I didn't even know his name. Cut his ponytail off and he's getting more action than he's ever gotten in his
life. Guys, don't rock the ponytail.
No, but some women love it. She dated him. I'm just saying, I'm not anti-ponytail. I'm just saying, cut the ponytail off and a whole world opened up for him. Because it's a niche. It's a niche. If you have a ponytail, there's certain girls that are attracted to you and certain girls that are not. Like, they're just like, ponytail, not going any further.
What is his thoughts for having the ponytail that long after he's had this new life?
Well, she didn't get into that here.
No. I'm just saying.
Why did he have it?
No. When he did cut it, and now he realizes that he's getting all this ass.
He's probably like, I wish I could go back in time.
Yeah, were you able to get an answer out of that? Like,
no,
what he thought about having a ponytail?
That's why we're going to get him on the show, because I want to friggin' grill him. And I don't think he's a swinger. But I don't think he's a swinger, but he might be. You never know in San Francisco. Everyone's like a swinger or something. Not everyone.
They're always...
So. Anyways, I hope you guys can give me some advice. I recently moved to a new city, and I'm having a hard time opening up to meet men I date. I've noticed that men start to pull away because I'm unable to be myself and open up. I know that these actions are because I was hurt in the past, and I'm afraid to put myself out there again, but it's so frustrating. I notice myself sleeping with them early on in the relationship. Then once I sleep with them, I become more attached, but I'm still unable to be myself. Then once I sleep with them, I become more attached, and the cycle happens. I've noticed this pattern with the last four guys I've dated, and I just can't break out of the cycle. When I say I'm not myself, I mean I become extremely quiet and lose my sense of humor, almost as if I'm intimidated. Please help. P.S. You were talking about women giving men oral sex today. I find it to be such a turn-on to perform oral sex on a man. It's an instant turn-on for me.
Sweet.
Women need to try this when they're not in the mood. It could help. Thanks, Kelly.
Wow, Kelly. You're doing the Lord's work there.
She's doing the Lord's work. And it is true that women who think they don't like oral sex, just start doing it. You can get into it. Like, I think we should do a show. I should do a show giving tips on how to perform oral sex, because I think I'm good at it, personally. And I've been told that I am. And I know,
how are you
going to
give tips?
And I read books.
Are you going to eat a banana or something?
Well, now that we have a camera in here, I can be like, I'm not going to actually.
Yeah.
But I think I could just show some tips. Yeah. So first, going back to her not opening up on and not being herself because she was hurt in the past. First, I want to say, Kelly, that is so insightful of you, just to know yourself well enough to know that you're not opening up and to know that it's because of past hurt. So the first thing is admitting that there's an issue there for you that you want to change. And what I would say is just it takes practice, and the more that you date and the more that you go out, you'll be more comfortable with yourself and opening up. But some things that you could do specifically starting out are just think about, if you can, like, that you're hanging out with your friends. Your friends love you. They know you. When you're with a guy, I think that you tend to – a lot of men and women do this. They put him on this pedestal. It's like a bigger deal. Like, being with a man is different than being with a woman. And if you can somehow – try to train yourself that, like, I'm just with a friend. It doesn't have to mean anything. Don't put all the weight on it. Think about how you would be acting if you were with your friends, or the stories that you would tell when you were with your friends. And just try to translate, like, this, don't give this guy so much power. It sounds like the men you're with, you're just giving them a lot of power that they could break your heart. And so you're not showing them the real you, because it sounds like you've got a great personality. And I'm sure that you, when you open up, you are just a gem. So you want guys to see that part of you. I have a friend who goes to the same things, and it really, she was the same way. She, for years, dated men, and she was so nervous that she actually would bring me on dates with her because she couldn't talk.
What?
She was terrified. She was like, and she was the most lively, hilarious friend that I had, but she was like, just come with us, show up at the date. And I would show up on the date and be like, oh my God, did you know that, I'll call her Beth.
Yeah.
That her go, no. Did you know that Beth was, used to be, have a, you know, an amazing company where she did whatever. And I would just be selling her because she couldn't do it herself. But the more she dated and the more she practiced and the more she got her confidence up, she doesn't need me anymore. But I think at first she had all this like preconceived notions about how she, you know, that it meant so much. And I think if you could just kind of change your mindset, and there's also like little warm-up exercises you can do before a date. Like, this sounds kind of silly, but like positive reinforcement, like make a list of things you want to talk about or stories that you want to tell, and just sit and be like, look in the mirror and just be like, I'm a friggin' rock star and I'm going to rock this date and I'm awesome and I have all these great friends and I know how to communicate and I'm not going to let this guy intimidate me.
I like that idea.
Yeah? You like that too?
I would also recommend, like, do your best. Do your very best not to be clingy right away. Because
she says she gets attached.
Yeah, this scares guys off.
Right. How soon is, I'm going to pull a Menace to Emily question.
How soon?
How soon, when is someone clingy? How soon not?
If you are not in a committed relationship and you are constantly contacting them, then you're clingy.
Let the guy contact you.
Yeah.
But what she's saying is it's like her mind and her heart are disconnected because she gets very attached, but she's still not opening up. So the guys are like, why are you? I dated a guy like this recently. He was like so into me and said he wanted to commit, not recently, but whatever. It all feels recent. Maybe it was a year. And he kept saying, like, let's get closer, let's commit. And I'm like, you haven't opened up at all. You haven't shown any of yourself. So it's like she might be doing this weird, like, I'm really attached to you. And they're like, you haven't even opened up to me and shown me who you are. So I would just, don't get clingy. Never get clingy.
Relax.
Deep breaths. We all forget to breathe. Do you ever forget to breathe? It's so important. I mean, we naturally breathe, but sometimes you just have to, like, take 10 deep breaths before a date, before you get nervous.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
You don't breathe?
No, I should
though. You don't have issues with breathing, do you?
No.
Okay. We have another email. Ready?
Yeah. Oh, I was just watching a movie, actually, over the weekend. It was Good Luck Chuck with, who else? Some comedian. And Jessica Alba. And he was afraid that she was going to dump him. So then he just started going to the extreme where he was just sending flowers all the time, showing up with, you know, those guys that, singing telegrams and dressed up because she worked at an aquatic park. So he was dressing up like a penguin and he was always around, and then he just scared her off.
Yeah.
You know, because he was so afraid of losing her.
I know it's a movie. Move. Desperate. It's a movie.
But people with Jessica Alba. But people do act like that.
I know. They get really
it's Dane Cook, by the way, who was the
And comedian. Sometimes it works, like, but it usually doesn't. I think everyone just needs to relax and keep calm when you're falling in love or falling in lust or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just keep calm and carry on. Carry on, operate your normal activities. What's that saying? Resume the normally scheduled programming. Don't they say that on television? We're going to go back to our regularly scheduled program. That means you go back to your regularly scheduled behavior and don't become obsessive and clingy prematurely or ever.
No.
Okay. Emily Menace, love the show, obviously.
Obviously.
I don't know if it's obvious, but I love it. Started listening around episode 200, but I've done my best to go back and catch up. I wanted to write a letter regarding on the last show to you guys regarding a letter on the last show from a woman who wants her long distance, I believe, boyfriend to perform oral sex on her longer and to completion. Personally, I love performing oral sex on a woman, so I thought I could provide some help to women from a man's perspective.
Okay.
First, provide verbal feedback. Not necessarily explicit instructions, though those work too, but moans and groans when he's hitting the right spots. Just keep up the communication. It's super sexy. Second, don't just lay there. Run your fingers through his hair or grip onto his shoulder. Squeeze tighter when something feels good. This makes it a much more mutual experience, even if your touching is non-erogenous. Try 69ing too. You'll enjoy performing on him and him more and vice versa. Cheers, Justin from New Jersey. Thanks, Justin.
69. You know, we haven't talked about this.
Okay, let's talk about it because I've got really big feelings about 69.
Really?
Yeah.
What are your feelings?
Okay, so 69 position, does everyone know what that is? When you're six, how do you explain it? When the man, it could be the man or the woman on top, but you're reversed. So your mouth, both of your mouths are on each other's genitalia and you're forming like a 6 and a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my issue, my personal issue with the 69. I have people who love 69. My issue is that it's confusing. There's too much to do because I'm receiving pleasure, but then I'm supposed to be giving pleasure. So I'm giving pleasure, but then I can't focus on the pleasure that I'm receiving.
Yeah.
And it's like my ADD kicks in and I'm like so confused about where to be putting my attention. Because I want, if I'm performing oral sex, like I want it to be rock star killer. Like I don't want to just let it go. So I'm focusing on like, focusing on performing really well, but then the man's also performing me, and I can't. I just don't love 69. I have to say, I just it's not my favorite position.
You're anti-69.
I'm kind of anti-69, but people love it, so don't listen to me. Some people can break apart that they don't have that problem, but I'd rather perform have oral sex performed on me, and then I'll perform it on someone else. But at the same time, it's just too much going on. It's like eating and playing piano or something at the same time. Like it's too much.
Yeah,
I just want one. How do you feel about 69?
It's like kind of like patting your head and rubbing your stomach.
That's
at the
what
same
I mean.
Time.
I can't even do that. I don't think. But do you like 69?
I'll break the news here. I don't think I have ever attempted or done 69.
That's not a shock to me.
No, not just because I was
I know. You just never did it.
Just never did it.
It's not that.
I've done everything else.
No, I'm sure.
Everything that involves the 69, just not in the position.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer position. It bums me out. I'm like, really? Like, I don't like when guys are like, let's do that. But it's been a while. I don't think that's happened in a while. But whenever it does, I'm like, oh, bummer.
Well, feedback at sexwithemily.com. Is the 69 position overhyped?
Exactly.
Is it? Yes or no?
Ooh, that should be my poll. We have polls on the site now. We have a poll every day.
Oh, you have a poll every day now.
Yeah.
That's
Did I tell you
cool.
that? We've got so much stuff going on the site that I can't even express to you guys that how much is going on the new website. It's crazy and it's amazing and it's exciting. Like so, yesterday I was working on weekend.
Okay, we can't forget that. So we'll tell the intern to put that up right away.
Which the 69 one?
Is the 69?
Yeah, we could do that. Will you remember that?
Overhyped.
Intern? Kelsey?
Intern?
We can call her by the name, right?
Kelsey, yeah.
Hi, Kelsey. Okay.
Sorry, Kelsey.
Can't see Kelsey. Sorry, Kelsey, if you don't want your name expressed that you're on the show. But I've got the best interns ever, by the way. Cool. Okay. Let's get into some sex tips.
All right.
All right. I've got what guys really want and what they're afraid to tell you.
All right. Please tell me it was written by guys and surveyed by guys.
It's written by a woman. Oh, but she surveyed men.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Have a woman tell me what guys want.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Stop. They want it. And I want to see what everyone thinks about this.
Okay.
This is not from me. This is from something that I found, and I think some of it makes sense. They want a girl who will masturbate in front of him.
I don't care about that.
Some women feel that it's like the guy's job to make her feel good. Most guys don't have any problem providing their partner with a mind-blowing orgasm. However, sometimes they wish that a girl would take charge of her own sexual pleasure. Ladies, it requires at least a little effort on your part to get yourself in the mood, so why not take a little further? So a lot of guys, okay most, would love to watch their girls masturbate, especially if she has no idea he was there watching. What is so hot about this is that during female masturbation, he gets to watch you touch yourself exactly how you like to be touched. There's no guessing if it's the right thing or if it feels good. He gets to see her hand, what really turns around. It's not that whole mutual masturbation thing. And it is the last day of masturbation month. Because May
sad.
Was masturbation month.
Yeah.
Are you sad?
Mm-hmm.
So they want a girl to masturbate. You disagree.
Yeah, I don't care.
But would you, if a woman was like, I'm going to turn myself on right now and masturbate, you wouldn't kick her out of your bed?
No, I'll say go for it.
Right.
That's cool.
Wouldn't you be turned on?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
If a woman started touching herself in front, okay, you don't know.
Unless she was
I'm just going to take
answer. If she was touching me, then cool, but.
What if she was touching you and herself?
Then yeah, I'll probably be turned on.
Okay.
But if she was just touching herself, probably not.
You're so interesting, Menace. I want to put you under a cat's brain scan.
Why?
I just want you during sex. Like, you know how like they do all those studies where they hook people up to these wires and they watch their brains during sex? Like, yours would be like off the chart weird. They'd be like,
what
I
do
don't
mean?
Get
That'd
it. A woman touches balls and he had the same reaction that he was being attacked by a pack of wolves.
Or he was browsing the internet. Checking his email.
Exactly. He was checking his email and she was tugging his balls.
Yeah.
Okay, they want to watch in the mirror. We talked about mirrors and sex the other day.
Yeah.
Guys are visual creatures. That's pretty much a given. A lot of men enjoy watching porn for that specific reason, but does that mean that they're enjoying watching the other women because they're hotter than you are or because they turn them on more than you? Absolutely not. In fact, your guy will probably give his eye teeth to actually watch you and him getting it on. Filming a naughty video together is also great fun, but there's always the risk that it'll get out, especially if you and your man don't work it out in the end. So a great way to do it is to get a mirror. in your bedroom and just to put, like, mm-hmm. get one of those big mirrors yeah. and watch yourself. It's super hot to do. And some women, like, might not want to watch, but uh-huh. when you get into it and you do it, it's pretty hot. Yeah. Have you done that, right?
Yeah, I have I had a mirror in my old place.
You got to get some mirror in your new place.
I know.
Mirrors are fun. Especially in hotel rooms, there was a mirror. There was mm-hmm. a great mirrors for some hotels. The hotels I stay at. Okay. They want a girl who's not afraid to get dirty. Let's face it, guys don't want to get it on with a prude. If you're into the missionary position, he's probably not going to be that into you. If you're only into the missionary position.
Yeah.
Almost every guy wants to get busy with a girl who isn't afraid to bring on the kink. Try a little light bondage to get started and then move into something a little naughtier. Whether you're indulging a secret sex fetish or coming to bed wearing nothing but tall black stilettos and a rhinestone necklace, he's going to love that you're showing off your naughty girl side. Do you want a girl that's naughty in bed?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of obvious. But I want to ask something that it came up to me. Girls that won't do certain things. If there's any girls out there, feedback with sex@emily.com. I've ran into a couple girls that don't like to get on top.
Oh,
right. I don't know why. They'll do every other position known to man, but getting on top
I'll tell you what the first thing that came to mind.
And they have awesome bodies, by the way.
Okay.
So there's no body issues there.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. They don't think they have awesome bodies. I'm telling you the number one reason why women, and feedback at sexwithemily, if you don't, .com, I think that a lot of women have body issues and they just don't like them being full on, like, you can look at her in all her glory. Like, even if they have awesome bodies, they might not think they have awesome bodies. I can't imagine any other reason why women, maybe they don't want to be in control. And, you know, when a woman's on top, mm-hmm. she's in control. And maybe they or maybe a lot of women orgasm on the bottom. And they can't orgasm on the top, but you'd still think that they'd want to be on top just because it's fun to switch it around. And they say a lot of women, what I've read and what I've heard is that it's because they have body image issues. So just because you think their body's hot doesn't mean that they don't feel like they've got some weird scar that you probably can't even see.
Yeah.
Has this happened to you a lot or just with one woman?
No, a couple women. But you know what? It's going to be fun when we have a phone line in here because I can probably call them and be like, you won't have to say her name and tell me why. And they'll probably say why.
You can call the girl that you slept with and ask her why she wouldn't get on top.
Yeah, I'm cool with everybody I slept with.
So am I.
Yeah, so.
Let's do it.
I can call them.
Okay.
They're not going to worry about it.
Really? That'd be awesome. Don't make those promises you can't keep, though.
No, I swear.
Dude, we're doing it.
Okay.
We're calling every girl Menace slept with, but we might be here a while. They want a girl to take control. I hear this a lot in a lot of studies that men complain that women do not make the first move. They don't take control in the bedroom. I do think that there's the social mores of just we're used to the man. He's taking charge. But just every once in a while, women, just you start.
Yeah.
Take control.
I would love that.
Jump on top of him. Do what you want to do.
That's my favorite.
Bondage, tie him up, whatever. Well, Menace probably wouldn't want to be tied up. He's afraid you're going to leave him there.
And you're going to rob me, and the place is going to catch on fire.
Okay. They want a girl who will perform oral sex on him and like it.
Yeah.
Sure, most girls will perform oral sex, but some won't. The true gem, however, is the girl who loves it, who actually loves it. They're probably the number one spot on the list of sex acts that guys can't live without. Think about this. How enjoyable it is when a guy goes down on you that it's like, and if he feels like it's a chore and he doesn't want to be down there, we don't want that. And that's why women, I think, a lot of times don't like receiving oral sex is because they think the guy's just doing it and he's not into it. So flip side, same for women. If you don't, I know I did this poll once of men. I should bring out this study again. It's an oral sex poll of like what men really want. And like the number one thing was enthusiasm. I want to know that she's into it. I want to see her like it's like a popsicle. So then, okay, men want rough sex.
Yes.
Every guy wants to pound a girl into an orgasmic frenzy, but very few men will actually tell their partners that. They usually because he's afraid he's going to hurt her. If you enjoy rough sex, don't be shy about it with your lover. Next time you have sex with your man, assume the doggy style position and tell him that you want it fast and you want it hard. He'll happily oblige. But sometimes rough sex can be very unsafe, so take precautions first, decide a safe word, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. Everyone wants rough sex. I think every person wants everything sometimes in variety. It's not like it's not rough sex all the time. And some women might never want it. But I think to mix it up, rough sex.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Well,
kind of hot.
I know. But you said that you like it, got to slow it down.
Yes, you have to slow it down. But sometimes you need to rough it up. I want to be thrown against the wall sometimes. Like, throw me against the wall. Like, rip my clothes off. Throw me against the wall. Throw me on the bed. Hot. Don't hurt me.
Yeah.
But it's hot sometimes. I think men and women like that. And then finally, they want a girl who has confidence. Confidence is sexy. Unfortunately, lots of women, no matter how hot or how beautiful they are, aka the women that you're sleeping with that don't like the missionary position menace, they are insecure about themselves and the way they look and have low self-esteem. However, what your guy sees when he looks at you, especially when he looks up at you naked, is not the same as what you see in the mirror. Let go of all your insecurities and inhibitions and look at yourself the way your partner looks. Easier said than done, but confidence, women, if you can just fake it till you make it. I know that we're not all blessed with confidence, and it takes a long time, and I get insecure all the time. We all do. But if you can, in the bedroom, just celebrate your body, get your mind off of, oh, he's going to look at my left boobs bigger than my right boob. Women have so many weird things. They're like, oh, he's going to notice that my nipple goes, like, I have friends, my nipple protrudes out in like a half an inch. They're not paying attention to, they don't have rulers out measuring your nipples. So whatever it is you're concerned about, just try to be confident and get into the moment. And that's what I got to say.
Just don't, some girls that are insecure are overly confident too.
True. Could be misleading. What? They come off like they're super confident, but really they're like shrinking violets or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That can that's be good to annoying. That's good to good to look out for. So those are some tips. Anyone, send me your sex tips too. If you got any ideas or topics you want to hear on the show, we love hearing from you. We've got 5 days a week. That's 5 hours a week of Sex with Emily. So thanks everyone for listening to the show, and thanks for subscribing to our new Friends with Benefits program. And please be gentle with the website. It's not going to be perfect, but it's right off the bat. So send me your notes of what you think about it. And that's what I got for you today. So thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping our show free for our listeners. Max for Men, that's Max, the number 4, Men, is a product line all about maximizing male pleasure, performance, and attraction. So basically everything men want, but can't figure out how to get. Men need to overcome their fears and embrace the amazing pleasure of the prostate. Max G-Stimulating Prostate Gel is perfect if you're just starting to explore the male G-spot or if you're a prostate veteran. It increases both sensation and arousal. If you want to get the Max Stimulating Prostate Gel or any of their other amazing products, go to maxformen.com, that's the number 4, and use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there for better sex. Thanks for listening.